Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria and Mpumalanga today up to 22 degrees. Joburg, a high of 21.
So in Devlin on the N1 northbound, that collision near the Golden Highway is causing massive delays, as is the collision in Pretoria on the N1 northbound after Rigel Avenue, which is causing queuing traffic.
In your sport, Carlos Alcaraz beats the heat and humidity to advance to the fourth round of the Cincinnati Open. And what time should you wake up to catch Trikas du Plessis against Khamzat Chimaev?
We start with the further heightening of tensions between South Africa and America. This morning, it's caused by the report released by the U.S. State Department about human rights in South Africa. In the executive summary of the 21-page long report, America states that the human rights situation in South Africa has significantly worsened during the past year. But the Department of International Relations and Cooperation has rejected the report and accuses the U.S. of publishing an inaccurate and deeply flawed account that does not reflect the reality of South Africa's democracy. Emil Pinar has more.
America's State Department released its annual report on human rights yesterday, and in it, Washington claims that there are significant human rights issues in South Africa, including credible reports of unlawful killings, arbitrary arrests or detention, and the repression of racial minorities. America also focused on land expropriation in the country, citing it as evidence for abuses against the Afrikaner minority. But DIRCO has hit back and denounced the report. Spokesperson Crispin Perry says the report relies on acontextual information and discredited accounts, which represent a fundamental distortion of the facts. South Africa has been a regular target of the US President Donald Trump since he took office in January this year. South Africa was also last week hit with the highest US tariffs of any sub-Saharan country. I'm Emil Pinar in Johannesburg for Jacaranda FM News.
It's not just South Africa. The US also alleges that human rights are worsening in Western Europe, China and Brazil. Democratic Party lawmakers are now actually accusing Trump and his Minister of Foreign Affairs, Marco Rubio, of treating human rights only as a tool against adversaries. The report trimmed down its section on Israel, the West Bank and Gaza. It acknowledged cases of arbitrary arrests and killings by Israel, but said authorities took what it calls credible steps to identify those responsible. More about this at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. Back home, Ekurhuleni Metro Police say officers are patrolling the area surrounding the Philo Park block of flats and that it is calm this morning. This is where residents were evicted yesterday for not paying their rent. It led to angry residents setting the Home Affairs Office in Springs on fire. Ekurhuleni Metro Police say despite the protests, the evictions continued and people are this morning removing the last of their belongings from the front of the building. And if you are still trying to figure out the best and most secure passwords, one that you will also remember, then take note of the fact that the password era is now ending. That's according to Microsoft. The tech giant has been offering fingerprints, access keys and facial recognition as default since May, meaning new users don't have a choice. The option of a password does not exist anymore. But industry experts warn that Microsoft is jumping the gun, saying it ultimately is the human factor that will remain at the heart of computer security. I'm Gerda de Souza net vir die hoofnuusste uur. Die departement van internasionale verhoudings het 'n verslag deur die Amerikaanse regering verwerp waarin bevind is dat menseregte skendings aan die toeneem is in Suid-Afrika.
R50,000 as jy die Secret Sound of South Africa kan kry. This is the sound. And I'm saying if you're a South African, you may have heard this before. Bit of nostalgia.
Outsurance is simply the best at ensuring you always get something out. Outsurance scored 9.99 on the Hello Peter Trust Index, a near 5-star rating on Google reviews, and have outperformed their personal best on the number of complaints referred to the Ombudsman per 1,000 claims. Switch for low prices and service you can trust. Visit outsurance.co.za today and see how you also can get something out. Outsurance is a licensed insurer and FSP. TCs and information online.
Sound. Breakfast with Martin Besser and OutSurance.